This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
For the first time during the 2018 Commonwealth Games next year, Australia will host its first Pride House at Rise Bar on the Gold Coast.
The Pride House will raise awareness on topics affecting the LGBTIQ communities, as well as focus on mental health and legal issues, and give an inclusive space for anyone to come and watch the games.
Joining us now on The Informer is Gold Coast Pride House Project Manager, Matt Hall. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
How did it come about setting up a Pride House in the Gold Coast for the Commonwealth Games?
It's a traditional thing that's occurred at previous international major events, starting with the London 2012 Olympic Games. When you go to Olympic and Commonwealth Games, there's often hospitality houses set up based on countries. So, for example, over at London, there would have been an Australia hospitality house where all the Aussies go and watch the Olympic Games and cheer for the Aussies. And numerous countries do these at international sporting events. And it was identified by a group in Glasgow that leading into the London Games, how cool would it be to have an LGBTIQ safe space that would encourage LGBTIQ people to get out with their like-minded friends and our straight allies and support our country. They've run a few Pride House internationals now, Commonwealth Games, Olympic Games, and this is the first one ever in the Southern Hemisphere, so therefore the first ever in Australia.
And why is it important to have a specifically LGBTQI safe space, particularly during sporting events?
Sport has been recognised as an area where homophobia tends to exist. Breaking down the barriers to homophobia, it makes sense to have an LGBTI safe space that's inclusive and supportive for all our representatives of the rainbow spectrum.
Are people from all over welcome in the LGBT?
Yeah, absolutely. It's an open, it's a family-friendly and welcoming space. And although it was set up originally for LGBTI athletes and their coaches and administrators and their supporters, it's now grown to be not just a safe and inclusive space, but let's also use that space for awareness and education. So what we're doing at the Gold Coast Pride House is having an LGBTIQ plus Trailblazers exhibition where there'll be all those letters of the rainbow spectrum will be identified, and we're searching for trailblazers. So not just elite athletes, because when we looked at the elite athlete and looked at highlighting them, we got a lot of white gay males and white lesbian females that were identified as trailblazers, but we've also now gone a bit further and we've looked at the bisexual, the intersex, the transgender and queer communities, and are asking them to come forward with trailblazers that we can highlight their contribution.
Is there ways that people have ideas or suggestions of people within their community anywhere in Australia who they feel are trailblazers, especially in regard to sport, and would like to get in touch with you? How could they do that?
They're more than welcome to get in contact with through Joy, but also they can get in contact via Goldock, who's the Commonwealth Games Organising Committee, the Gold Coast Organising Committee for the Com Games. If you contact Commonwealth Games and say that you want to be involved with the Pride House project, we have an organising committee and they will also forward your details to us.
One of the really interesting things on the website is that each day there will be different talks and different focuses, like you were saying, on the LGBTIQ areas of our communities. When you're looking for what people are looking for in regard to that, are you looking for things that are different in regards to what's talked about when it comes to sport, or are you looking for a starting point and to build on that?
We're looking for a starting point and to build on that, but we're really keen to each day of the Commonwealth Games, the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games next year in April, we're looking to have a day where we just highlight trans issues. And we've been contacted by Proud to Play, who are based in Melbourne, and they specifically want to run a project for the trans community that focuses on the youth aspect of the trans community. That's a project for a whole day that we'll be running. We're also looking then to run education and awareness themes each day that highlights a different letter on the rainbow spectrum. So there'll be a day that highlights bisexuality issues. We're also looking at doing a day that just highlights mental health, seeing that mental health seems a key aspect of the LGBTIQ community. We thought that we would focus on that and help with awareness and education to promote good mental health.
You're covering a really broad range of topics in the events that you're running. Pride House is a community organized event. How do you secure the kind of funding and the manpower and all of that kind of thing? How do you do that as a community organized event?
That's a million-dollar question. We're very fortunate. My background is event management. I formerly worked at the Australian Formula One Grand Prix Corporation in event management, and I worked at the Sydney Olympics. And I've done a Master's of Business and with a focus on event management. So what happened is originally I just saw an ad on Facebook for a Pride House project manager, and I did a bit of research myself and thought, yeah, this is a human rights project that I'd like to be involved with. So I went through the process of being interviewed in Australia and then by Skype for the original founders of Pride House in the UK. And then we went to Goldoc and met with them and said how we want to run this project and how important it is for the LGBTI community. And I have to be honest, it took a little bit of time to get Gold Coast Commonwealth Games organisation on board. A lot of work, a lot of papers and boring administrative stuff to get them over the line. But now that they're on board, they've truly come on board 100%. They're well and truly supportive, and we've been having regular meetings at the Goldoc offices. We have an organising committee. There was a community collaboration that was held on the Gold Coast in July, and there was about 50 or 60 people that attended that community collaboration. And I guess that was the start and formed the basis of the organising committee. For the last few months, we've been meeting every 2 to 3 weeks at Goldoc head offices, and we've been having people Skype in because we've had people from the UK that have given input, and people from Melbourne and Sydney being providing support for the project. So we've got the organising committee, and we've got people who are designated on that organising committee to looking at different curation of programs and exhibitions. But the most important thing, as you mentioned, is funding. And as a community-based organisation, we're heavily reliant on Goldoc, and we don't have any funding as such from Goldoc, but we're in the process of being introduced to current Goldoc sponsors and the Goldoc sponsorship family, where we can approach each of their sponsors, existing sponsors, and try and sell them the concept of what the Pride House International is and how they could contribute financially and how their funds will be spent. And their funds will be spent on exhibitions and performances and awareness campaigns. So for corporate Australia, it's a great project to get behind. And we've also just recently had our launch on the Gold Coast at the venue where it's being hosted. And it's in Surface Paradise. If you know Surface Paradise, Cabell Lab, where Cabell Lab joins the beat, the Esplanade, that's the venue called Rise, bar and entertainment venue. So it overlooks the Surface Paradise Beach. So it's a great outside venue, and it'll come up really well when the comp games are on. And we've recently launched a crowdfunding site, which they can go to. People want to support it. It's Gold Coast Pride House 2018.
Fantastic. It's really exciting to hear about the Pride House that's going to be happening during the Commonwealth Games in the Gold Coast, to hear that it's working so hard to be so inclusive and so diverse, and to hear from so many different voices in our community. Matt, thank you so much for joining us tonight on The Informer.
Can I just give a plug to our three ambassadors, Natalie Cook, Jai Wallace and Matthew Mitchum, who have come on board at the start of this project free of charge to promote it. And I just want to acknowledge their contribution to the sector.
And a big thanks to all of you for organising and getting involved in this.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much for having me on, and I look forward to having a chat again in future.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.